that Astros story blow up yesterday, the cheating scandal. Major League Baseball suspends the manager, the general manager. They fine the Astros organization. And then the Astros owner comes out and fires A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. So much blew up yesterday. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a guy who was right in the middle of all of that as a special advisor to the executives for many years with the Astros, the former Ranger great. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. How are you?
Well, good morning to you guys.
Oh, did we catch you in the middle of breakfast?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just took a bite. I'm having a little breakfast right now.
What you got?
Oh, just a little leftover wildebeest pie and a yak omelet, and I'm choking down some iffy grackle pudding right now.
Yeah, be careful there.
Yeah, it doesn't taste that great.
Well, certainly.
I got a question for you guys. Why does it sometimes sound like I'm a warped record that's running a little too slow?
Well, you'd have to answer that. Yeah. Not us.
All right, go ahead. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk to you because of the whole Astros situation that blew up yesterday. You were kind of right in the middle of all that. What's your take on that?
Well, I tell you, I was pretty happy to hear all that come down.
Huh.
Because I'm hoping that'll teach them Astros a lesson for demoting my son, Tarzan Ryan.
You mean Reed?
Well, yeah, I know he tries to go by Reed now because he's embarrassed of the name that his mom and I gave him, but I still call him Tarzan. That's his birth name. But yeah, I was kind of happy because I got kind of crossways with that organization.
With what?
With that organization.
Oh, that organization,
okay. The Astros.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but let's just say there was one former 7 no-hitter throwing major leaguer that cooperated fully with that investigation.
So did you know you knew this was going on? Why didn't you do something about it?
I knew it was going on. I gave MLB my laptop with all the company emails on it because I didn't have much use for it. I never figured out where to put gas in the thing to begin with, so I never used it.
That would have really messed it up, I think.
Yeah, but I was glad they got all the evidence to fire that A.J. Hinch and that Jeff Luhnow after they'd done Tarzan wrong. But
yeah, okay, so it was personal for you.
But it is personal, so even though I enjoyed it, I still got mad when I got a call from that punk-ass John Daniels laughing about it and accusing me of being in on the sign-stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, hey, let me accuse you of something too, John. You're about the sorriest piece of punk ass that's ever stolen a job title of general manager.
Okay, oh, so man. It's he's still your number one rival, apparently.
And I told him that if he ever called to taunt me again, I was going to hop on my Palomino and put her in a slow trot to Arlington and find him and snatch his weave. I was going to beat the arrogance out of him and give him a wedgie he'll be picking out of his ass for the next year.
Wow, okay.
He hung up then.
I bet.
But, hey, this has been going on for a long time in Major League Baseball, hadn't it? Sign-stealing?
It has, Craig, and I appreciate you saying that.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, stealing signs is bad, particularly as a pitcher. I'm very sensitive to that. I think stealing signs is bad, but it's not near as bad as stealing a whole barn full of corn that I'd laid by, which is exactly what them snow monkeys done to me.
Oh no. More so, problems with the snow monkeys.
I lost $20,000 worth of corn and they ate about half of it, and the rest they just got strewn all around and dunged up our front yard with it, and it's just a mess out here in our place.
Oh, terrible. Well, best of luck.
Thanks. And it's not just me they victimize. You know, they take advantage of my family. Down here, and,
yep.
And they busted into Ruth's craft room where she makes her soaps and her candles and that, and they got in there and they made a bunch of offensive crafts and
crafts.
We didn't even know what they'd done until she'd sold through about 24 pieces of bejeweled penis wall art on her Etsy shop.
Oh, gosh.
And had gotten a rave review from Snoop Dogg. And that alerted us. So
right.
We spent all morning on the phone with Etsy about what happened, trying to explain why we're not going to fulfill these 1,400 orders that came in late last
1,400,
night.
Man.
Yeah, apparently Snoop tweeted about it. So anyway, we got that happening too.
Well, hang in there, Nolan. What do you think you're going to do next year?
Oh, I'm probably going to go on an elk hunt up there to Northwest, but I got to figure out how to get there. I'm studying these creeks right now.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, I guess.
It's going to take your whole year.
Well, to get up to the Northwest by creek, it does take a whole year. That's about right. Yeah. Sure
slow enough. Trotting Palomino.
That's right. So anyway, but hopefully the Houston Astros will be disbanded by this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
So good morning to you guys on that.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, then, Craig. Thank you much.
You're welcome. George, actually. There he goes, Nolan Ryan.